In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 10th and 11th Mishnah from the 5th Perek Masechta the Bava Batra. And the Torah teaches us that we must ensure that our weights and measures are just and correct. So the Mishnah is saying, what the Mishnah is going to be teaching us is how often one must ensure that their weights and measures are cleaned, and that will depend on their profession and frequency of use. So Mishnah says, Hasiton, which is a wholesaler. This is someone who has products that sell on to shopkeepers. We say, Mekaneach Midotav, must ensure that his containers that he used to measure out liquids have to be cleaned out once every 30 days. Now the concern is, since he will be using them regularly, that there will be eventually be a build-up of liquids that will congeal on the sides, and then his measure will no longer be considered just. However, Balabait, that rarely uses them, Echad l'shnemasar chodesh should be sufficient once a year. Rabbi Shimon says it's actually quite, Ben Gamliel, sorry, says it's completely opposite. Chiluf ha-davrim. Why? Someone who is selling regularly, since the fluid is going in and out, it's almost cleaning itself, it doesn't get a chance to congeal. So therefore, once a year would be sufficient. However, Bala Bait that doesn't use it very regularly, there's going to be more opportunity, for the liquids to congeal, and that's why he has to have a greater frequency of cleaning it. This Mishnah says, HaChenvani mekanech midotot pamayim b'shabbat. Chenvani, a shopkeeper, he has to make sure he cleans out his measures twice a week. And that is because, as we've explained previously, the Chenvani has an exemption that he doesn't have to wait for his measuring kli when he's pouring it out. He doesn't have to wait for the three drops after he's emptied the kli. In other words, because he doesn't have to wait for that, there's likely to be a greater build-up of the liquids that might congeal on the sides. That's why I have to clean that far more regularly. Mishkolotav pa'am echad b'shabbat. He has to make sure, Chenvani has to make sure that he cleans his weights once a week, and umekenech moznaim akol mishkal mishkal. However, it comes to the actual scales, since the scales are like cups, the products are more likely to stick to them. Therefore, mekenech moznaim have to clean up these scales al kol mishkal umishkal before every single weighing. Next, I learn Mishnah Aleph. I'm Rabbi Shimon Magamna, but Med Varim Omorim. When do we say you have to clean out all these, the weights and measures with such a frequency? That's Balach. That's when dealing with measuring out liquids, which is wine, oil, or even wet products. So, for example, meat as well. Avabi Avesh. If we're doing completely dry goods, for example, produce, then Ein Sarich. You don't need to wipe it out. Why? Because things don't necessarily get stuck with these substances. It will just come off as is empty. However, when you're measuring, it says, V'chayiv lahachriach lo tefach. When they're measuring out the products against in a scale, here we're talking about weighing, you have to lahachriach to make sure the product you are weighing goes down an extra tefach. So it drops even further. So we're not trying to get it to be even with the weight on the other side, but it has to be weight more to the side of the product. And the Mefarshim here explained that he was dealing with something of a great weight. For example, something that's a litra. However, if it's lighter, it doesn't have to go that far. Also, we're dealing with a situation, the Gemara says, where that's the minhag of the time. Hayash okel ayin ba'ayin, given that's the minhag, if someone is nonetheless measures out ayin ba'ayin, so it's the scale is absolutely even, then noten lo gerumav. What he has to do, he has to compensate the person who's purchasing. So in other words, what would the amount of extra product he's missing out on had they measured it with a hachra'ah, such that the product that's being weighed usually would go down. So what would that be? That's achad la'asara, which is 1/10, so 10% balach, if we're dealing with moist goods, ve'echad le'esrim bi'avesh, and 1/20, so then he would be dealing with 5% when we're referring to dry goods. It says, Ma'agom shenahagu lamod badaka loimod bagasa. Bagasa loimod badaka. If the minhag is to use smaller volume when you're weighing it out, you should not then use a larger midot, larger volumes. Why? Because in that situation, the lokeach, the purchaser, is missing out. Because, to give an example, let's say he would have taken 10 measures given the normal practice, and he does it with one big weigh-in. Well, the lokeach is missing out on the fact that with every single measure, there has to be a hachra'ah. You have to ensure that the product that's being weighed goes lower than the weights on the other side. And instead of doing 10 weigh-ins, he's done it with one. He's missed out on those, 10 extra opportunities he could have had of getting that extra bit more. Similarly, begasa, if normally you do with much greater weigh-ins, and the Mishnah says you should not weigh it with smaller volumes. That is because in that situation, the hefsed lemocher, because if he has to do repetitive extra weighings and be machria and give the purchaser slightly more every time, the seller is losing out even more. Mishnah says, limchok lo yidgosh Ligdosh lo imchok. If we're dealing with volumes, and here we're not talking about weighing out in weights, we're dealing with filling up, say, containers to measure volume. If the minhag is to smooth it out at the top, you shouldn't do a heat measure. If the minhag is to do a heat measure, you shouldn't smooth off the top. And that is even if they agree with one another to compensate each other financially for the difference, it doesn't matter. Why? Because anytime there's a diversion from what the common practice is, there's a concern that there's going to be some shifty practices going on and someone's going to be tricking the other party out. Therefore, you have to stick to what the common practice is. Those are the Mishnah today.